you're coming to Gainesville here on the 25th. That's Monday. And this is an opportunity for folks to come out and hear you speak. Now, you are an author of a lot of different books, but one in particular in which you are in the persona of a kind of narrator character. Does this ever create strange situations when you encounter the public and they talk to you?
I would say almost constantly it makes for a strange situation. I have been talking about books by Lemony Snicket for about 25 years, and I am almost constantly visiting schools and libraries and bookstores to talk about them, and I meet mostly young people who are aware that I am somebody pretending to be somebody pretending to be somebody, and that creates a lot of distress and confusion for everyone involved.
and yet meeting the public has got to feel rewarding, because as an author, especially of children's books, you have a kind of a unique ability to connect with people, right? Have you felt that over your career?
Absolutely. I think you never love a book the way you love a book when you're 10 years old. I think you carry it with you in a way that it's more difficult to access when you're an adult. You imagine yourself in the story or people around you in the story. You begin to kind of live in a world of the imagination, at least for part of the time, when you're entranced by a book. And it's very humbling and moving to learn that I am a part of that space for so many young people. And then also, just if you're a writer, you're generally lonely because you spend all day at your desk with a piece of paper trying to figure out what word to put after another word. And so it's good to get out and meet people and be reminded that you're perhaps not quite as lonely as you often believe you are.
Yeah. And you mentioned this. You're writing books often for young readers, readers for whom these books will make perhaps a lasting impression. How do you strike a balance between creating something that has a lot of adventure or excitement? It needs to have an element of risk or danger, but it also, it can't be too intense. Where do you strike that balance in getting the tone right?
First of all, there would be plenty of people who say I don't strike that balance. There are plenty of people who get horrified by my work. And there are plenty of people for whom it just doesn't engage. I try to think of a story that feels interesting to me, to tell it in an interesting way. I think I am very lucky to be able to remember my own childhood very specifically and very clearly. And so I sort of write books for the person I was, for the person, people that I knew when I was younger. I think that's how I've managed to do that. But it's not, there's no agreed upon boundaries in literature, just as there aren't in any kind of art. And so some people find my books too much. Some people find them not enough. Some people find them just right. Kind of like the three poles, bowls of porridge that Goldilocks finds.
Right. It's interesting you should say that. I read a lot of, you might be familiar with these, Lang's fairy books. These are from tales from the 19th century and before. And, the authors include many details that today authors would not include, for sure. But it tells us that for a long time, children have been happy to have books that do have elements of danger, even if the danger seems to be for the young characters in the books. This may be something that contemporary parents find somewhat scary, too.
It's true. I mean, parents get nervous about their children. I have a child, so I know how that goes. Even though my child is currently 21, I still get nervous about them. But I think the way literature has gone since time immemorial is that there's exciting and terrible things happening to the heroes of the story. Those are the books that have survived. When you look at the oldest pieces of literature that are still available to us in the modern era, they're not domestic tales where everything goes wonderfully. They're full of magic and threat and despair and death and all of the things that we found interesting forever.
Now, you're coming to Florida. Some Florida school districts have removed books from libraries following objections from the public, not necessarily even parents, just the public.
Yeah.
As an author, how do you feel about this?
How would you guess I feel?
I think I know, but I want to hear you say it.
Yeah, this isn't the time that you're going to find a pro-censorship author. Sorry. I was just in a small county in Texas that is similarly beleaguered by such things. We had a banned book giveaway and dance party as part of an effort called Everything on the Shelves. We gave away books from the kind of history of censorship, including the Bible and the Quran, and going all the way up to books that have been banned just moments ago. And the point is that every book is found objectionable by someone. You can't start deciding that when you are offended by a book that you want to remove it from view. And, it's not possible for every library to have every book, but that's what we should have. That should be the model that we have. And so I understand being offended by books. I'm offended by books all the time. I understand thinking I don't want my child reading this. That's something that people think all the time. But when you start to take control of having those books be made available, that's when you cross the line into something that can only end in despair for everyone.
When you appear at events like the one coming up here in Gainesville and you engage with the audience, do you find that they often ask you really great and interesting questions?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the things I love about writing for young people is that they will read a book with such feverish concern and eye for detail. And so I'm always surprised by what people ask. I'm always surprised and moved by what people share with me. And it's why I still, bum around the country and sit on stage and see who I can meet and have the literary conversation come to life.
Well, Daniel Handler will be appearing on Monday, November 25th at 7 p.m. at the Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. It's been great speaking to you. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your interest.